in your instruction.
And sharing my love and passion for yoga.
So when we talk about the teacher in the classroom who is trying to maintain some order in the classroom, the teacher is more satisfied in an environment where there is order. And when there is disorder, then the teacher tries to motivate through discipline or through reward, through showing displeasure if the behavior is off and pleasure if the behavior is on. And so then the students who feel the reward of a happy teacher if they do what she wants, or the discomfort of an unhappy teacher if they don't do what she wants, often then begin looking for behavioral responses from others in order to determine what they offer. And it is through that precise process that almost everyone you know has coached themselves away from their own awareness of their own joy and into an awareness of others' perceived appreciation or lack of it. You just got to care how you feel. That's what the bottom line is. You have to want to feel good, and you have to want to feel good more than anything else. Today, wherever I'm going, no matter what I'm doing, it is my dominant intention to look for things that I'm wanting to see. It's my dominant intent to see my world through the eyes of Source, to connect with the fullness of who I am. And just play with your comparative experience. In other words, notice how sometimes when you're feeling so good that everything is just brighter and feels better. And make the conscious correlation between the warm-up that you did and the thoughts that you deliberately thought, or the meditation that you achieved, or the list of positive aspects. In other words, begin to notice that you can affect your mood or attitude. You can. Don't walk into any situation without pre-paving or warming up. Don't pick up the telephone is ringing. Stand there and let it ring a while you do the warm-up before you answer the phone. Think about how you want to be when you answer that phone. Think about the clarity that you want and the demeanor that you want to have. And if you don't get there, don't pick up the telephone. When you get into your automobile, before you drive anywhere, sit there and do the vibrational warm-up. Think about the appreciation that you have for the highways and for the vehicles and for the fuel and the fuel system and for your agility and for your ability. Think about where you're going and why you're going there and the reason that you're going, and tune in to the vibration of who you really are. Prepave yourself into alignment before you perform the actions of your life experience. And before you know it, you will come to the place where you will be unwilling to proceed in any behavioral patterns whatsoever without first accomplishing alignment with Source. In other words, begin saying to yourself, I go nowhere without who I really am. My inner being goes everywhere I go. New button. My inner being goes everywhere I go. My inner being is always with me. We are a team. I am a total me. I am complete. I am full of myself. I never have a conversation with anyone unless I'm full of myself. In other words, there are a lot of ways that you can circumvent the idea of the feeling of joy. I'm satisfied in my life and eager for more. I love this life experience. I love coming forth into this physical experience. I love being the vessel and the vortex through which Source gets to play and dance in this time-space reality. I love keeping my promise to Source. I love allowing Source to flow through me. And now I'm selfishly going to get what has always been promised to me in return. I get to feel what it feels like to be the vortex through which Source flows. Do you know that you are the vortex through which Source flows always, whether you know it or not? But when you know it and you tune to the frequency so that you get to feel what Source feels as Source flows through you, that's what joy is. That's what joy is. And so think about what selfishness is. Selfishness is finally being self, you see. You got a little carried away there, but...
Thank you.
Want you to feel who you are.
Sure.
Very good. Yes.
Yes. May I ask one more question? Speak a little bit more to me about how that place you've just brought me and us to translates into social responsibility.